Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm on business on all the major continents. Artificial intelligence, AI, or artificial generative intelligence, AGI. These terms translate into, are you going to keep or lose your job to a robot? That is a question that sounds like the Jetsons might have answered, we're going to lose our jobs, but we'll have a car that folds out of a suitcase or some offset of the famous cartoon of the future from the 20th century. Well, we're in the future. And I have this for Chris Riegel to comment on. Barron's, right now, Microsoft plans thousands of job cuts. How AI is reshaping the labor market. Subhead. Microsoft will cut thousands of jobs in its sales department and other teams from July. The Wall Street Journal reported, here's how AI is contributing to mass layoffs. Mass. Chris, a very good evening to you. Microsoft is AI. That is ChatGPT. They're in an argument right now about OpenAI, whether it's going to remain a study group or turn into a billion-dollar company in the markets. But without Microsoft, none of this happens because it was their money, it was their investment in a number of firms, not just OpenAI. And now they're going to cut jobs. Is that what was always coming? Is that Microsoft's plan, or is this, what you'd have to say, a surprise to them, too, that they can cut their overhead with a machine they've invented and everybody's anxious about? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, standing here in the heart of Silicon Valley today, it's clear that AI is really starting to hit critical mass in a number of sectors, in a number of industries. Was it the initial intent of developers to create something that would eliminate entire swaths of job categories and classes? No. However, as you're seeing AI become more and more relevant, you will most certainly see big dislocations in the marketplace, especially in tech and professional services, where AI can do 95% of the work. It's akin to an industrial revolution, a farming revolution, with the efficiency of this new technology. The question is, will that dislocation then create new and more opportunity and make the economy more vibrant and more diverse, or will it cause an economic correction?
Limiting jobs doesn't mean you're not also creating jobs. I read this from the article. Microsoft plans to invest $80 billion in its current fiscal year to build out data centers that train models and run AI applications. The latest cuts come on top of a reduction of around 6,000 jobs in May across product and software developer roles. Microsoft started with 228,000 full-time employees at the end of June a year ago. So as you obsolesce certain jobs, you add jobs that never existed before. That would be maintaining the data centers and training those models of AI. A sales department doesn't mean you're eliminated as a job category. It means that you have other opportunities. Is that, I know I'm trying to be rosy scenario here. What is the thinking?
John, I think the thinking is AI can take out 80 to 90 to 95% of the human effort in many roles through automation and through machine learning. There will still be human requirements in many of those posts and positions on complex points or more complex issues that have to be dealt with or questioned. But can AI automate out a lot of the cost and expense? Yes. If you're a company like Microsoft, the publicly traded, bringing that cost savings to the bottom line is extremely interesting. And then using that, leveraging that knowledge of what you've been able to do internally to external customers is further interesting.
Let's go to China, how it's dealing with AI. It's got already of a severely damaged economy with huge unemployment numbers. They won't even give us those numbers anymore. We know that. And AI, at least to hear the top of the line bragging by Global Times, AI is helping them deliver food, for example. Seems they overcapacity floored drone activity. And so they've taken the drones around the country saying, what can you do with this? Deliver the mail, deliver food, monitor the forest, look at the oceans. They have drones in all directions up to 1,000 feet. However, China taking the lead, I've seen some of their automobile factories, they're all robots. Have they got a solution that you hear of for the people who are obsolesced from their factory jobs?
John, this is kind of the challenge with AI and the challenge with some of these advanced robotics, which is the bifurcation of societies. So those lower skilled workers, those folks that work more with their hands in those manufacturing environments, if artificial intelligence robotics can remove human capital from those scenarios, those are the displaced workers that are going to have the greatest challenges. China is never short of labor because of the population, but I think they do face the challenge of this dislocation and this advanced automation, while it's beneficial for the Chinese companies, is not going to help the domestic economic situation for workers who are there with, in many cases, relatively low skills, trying to find jobs and trying to find unemployment. So it will cause potentially more societal friction.
And that means that they do not have a patch for their labor problems because they're going big time AI. They think it's competitive. They think that they can export it. They think that they can take the solar panel model that failed and the EV model that's failing with cutthroat competition and turn it into the drone model and after that the AI model. Let's go to Europe. The European Union does a lot of complaining about how we're not all on the same page. They have a different metaphor, but that'll do. AI is also fresh to them. However, they're chewing their wrists because they don't have a Silicon Valley, because they want to put it on digital taxes. In other words, they appear from the outside to be anti-Silicon Valley, anti-digital, anti-what makes up the AI. Are they, or are they embracing AI as well?
John, there's a huge gap between European development and investment around AI versus U.S. The U.S. is clearly leading in this sector and this opportunity, and I think Europe is wholesale missing an opportunity for the next kind of 50 years by not investing heavily into it, not pursuing it. The other thing that you see being here in the Valley is that many of the best and brightest minds in this marketplace all come from Europe because they're able to chase that success here in the United States that they're not able to chase in Europe based on tax law, based on business structures. So the U.S. continues to be a magnet for best and brightest talent and most opportunity around it, and that will be a huge economic disruption to the Europeans over the next decades.
Do they talk about it in Britain? You remind me, that's what happens with the atomic weapons. It was the British who had the labs and the scientists who made the breakthrough, but they couldn't afford it. So they said, how about you, FDR? And he said, you bet. And we became the bomb makers. Are the Brits aware of the fact that they handed off atomic energy to the U.S. and now they're allowing the U.S. to take the brain drain? Do they notice?
John, those that are touching tech, I think, are aware of it and understand that gap. And you have some fabulous companies in the UK like Arm doing amazing things as it comes to compute. That being said, on the whole, their economies are not geared towards this next AI revolution, as it were. And the governments are busy chasing other problems as opposed to focusing on this.
Okay, bringing home to America, we have Microsoft as a leader, but the White House says we care about crypto, we care about AI. Congress wants something called the AI Act, but they're holding up on it because they're reluctant to get involved in regulation. What is the mood here among the lawmakers? Do they want to contain it? Do they want to ring fence it? Have they got more of the Biden administration too big to succeed, or have they got the Trump administration Wild West go for it?
John, the Trump administration has removed a lot of the barriers and is saying go out and compete in an open market, which is wonderful for the first time in years and years, to be able to let American companies go out, innovate, challenge incumbency, and go fight it out in the public market. And that's what it's going to take for the U.S. to be the leader and to be the most successful country in this space.
If I understand, there's supposed to be a race with China. Is it real or is it marketing?
Never count the Chinese out. They have some very, very bright people doing some very, very interesting things, but they're still a mimic or a mirror of what's happening in the U.S. The level of true innovation in terms of AI is still relatively moderate comparatively.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scholar.com. It might be necessary in future, Chris, for us to say we're human. What you just heard was the human Chris Riegel talking to the human John Batchelor about artificial intelligence. Once upon a time, you had to read a Philip K. Dick story to go where we're already arriving.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
How many times have you wished you could be in two places at once? With Wix, you practically can. Wix's website builder is packed with powerful AI tools to make running your business online easier. Build a full site just by talking with AI. Get an AI agent to manage your sales and marketing. Or work like a 10-person team, even if it's just you. So you don't need superpowers to get everything done. You just need Wix. Try it out for yourself at Wix.com.
Ever see an idea so clearly in your head but struggle to make it real? We've all been there. With Wix, you can build a website for your business just the way you pictured it. Get the best of both worlds with AI and drag-and-drop tools all in one place. Stay in your creative flow and use AI when you want, how you want. Create a website your way. Try it out at Wix.com.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.